Hi, this is a dictation for Francis Yancy, FRANCESYANCY. Date of service is 9/15/2022. Date of birth is 1/24/1981. Date of accident is 7/2/2021. Ms. Francis Yancy is here for a evaluation after a automobile accident that occurred in 7/2/2021, almost a year ago. She was traveling as a rear passenger on the left side and with several friends. The car was involved in a head-on collision, leading to injury to the head, with, along with dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, loss of concentration, and various pain syndrome, which is pain in the head as well as neck, mid-back, lower back, to the tune of 8 or 7, pain in the left knee and both legs, with radiation to the right arm and right leg. The patient has had various treatments, physical therapy, chiropractic. The patient has been recovering almost 30%. However, her lower back pain is across, involving both the sacroiliac joints. She also reports her bottom of the feet are hurting and toes are burning. Right knee is hurting. She's unable to walk up and down or sit on the floor. And she wants to know what needs to be done next. So far, the patient has had 4 injections in the lower back, LESI, and 2 sacroiliac joint injections bilaterally. We believe that patient should have additional 2 more injections to the lumbar epidural and another set of sacroiliac joint injections to bring her further relief. Please make that in the plan of care. Other than that, the patient reports that her ADLs are affected 8 and the pain level is between 7 to 8. 30% improvement is reported. ADLs that are specifically affected are general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life. All are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And she is disabled and not able to work. In the system review, in the neurology, patient suffers from headaches, ear ringing, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, decreased range of motion, pins and needles, clicking, grinding, numbness, nerve pain, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, and also wrist pain and hand pain bilaterally. Both shoulders are reported affected, and both knees, both ankle and feet, with moderate difficulty in walking. In the GI, patient suffers from constipation and stomach pain and denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GE, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient report that she has difficult time walking and the, no improvement has been reported, just mid-occurring improvement, like 30%. No changes in significant medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in the last 30 days. Current pain medications are Tylenol, Codeine, and Ortran. Substance abuse, patient is utilizing marijuana and alcohol for further pain relief. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 134/100, pulse 69, and the pulse ox is 97. The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit. I think. and the dictation number will be yeah, I don't have a dictation number. Kindly find out about the dictation number for data service 516-2022 or any recent one. And Agnes is the same. Plan of care is that we will provide patient has been requesting a number epidural steroid injection number 5. With a epidural gram as well as bilateral sacral leg joint. She has been advised to visit us tomorrow for making a particular appointment and bring relief. The medications are provided to her after reviewing the maps and the labs, and she will continue on Celebrex 200 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory. Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Acifex, 20 milligram for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 3, 30 tablets, 1 Q's, 12 hour PRN for pain relief. She's also provided with Wellbutrin XR, 150 milligram for the relief of anxiety and depression. Xanax, 1 milligram are provided PRN for relief of anxiety. Lyrica, 50 milligram twice a day PRN for pain relief in general. Furoset, 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. And Voltaren gel is provided. She also has been provided with a cervical pillow, shower chair. A neuropsych consult has been ordered to identify the also manage her TBI. A EMG and a nerve conduction test for bilateral upper extremity, bilateral lower extremity has been ordered. The patient has been injured for almost a year and release is equivocal. I have ordered a Onlux photobio modulation that works on infrared system. While the patient is having a laser treatment, she can try this equipment for the back and both knees and shoulder neck to bring additional relief. Thank you. That would be the end of dictation. Appreciate it.